You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Garcia, in for Vicky Gonzalez. The stars of an arts organization are, of course, its performers, the ones who hone their craft over the years and push the boundaries of centuries-old art forms to new heights. But what about the litany of people offstage who make those performances even possible in the first place? And what does it actually take to sustain an arts organization for the long term? More than a decade ago, the city of Sacramento almost lost its professional symphony orchestra and its opera when they both canceled their fall seasons in 2014. After regrouping, they came together to form one organization just in time to weather a global pandemic in 2020. Now the Sacramento Philharmonic and Opera finds itself thriving, regularly selling out its season and bringing world-class performances to the stage. That turnaround was recognized recently with a major award from Opera America, which is the national service organization dedicated to the creation, presentation, and enjoyment of the art form. Current board member and former president Lori Nelson is a recipient of Opera America's 2026 National Opera Trustee Recognition Award. Lori is here with us today to talk to us more about what that award means and what they have in store for symphony and opera lovers this year. Lori, welcome to Insight and congratulations on the award.
Thank you, Andrew. I really appreciate that. And you're right, it's been quite the adventurous journey from 2014 when we were dark until now. And just a little background for the listeners. So you're in the capital city of the fifth largest economy in the world. We get no federal or state funding. So coming back was a big deal, because what that meant is that the incredible generosity of individual donors are the ones that made this possible. We're not a company town. We don't get headquarters. We don't get big donations. So it's the individual people of Sacramento that basically willed us back into existence.
Very similar to here at CAP Radio. We're based on our member support. That's what we live and die by. Take us back to that time you came on board as a trustee in 2013, right before that the harrowing time that I just mentioned. What was it like?
Correct. It was a little rough. We lost our executive director, a lot of board members, most of the staff, and it was a decision, and maybe the fact that we didn't know that it couldn't be done, we held hands and we reached out to the community and they responded, because like you said, it was a very real possibility that we were going to go down. Instead, we chose to go dark for a year, get some professional support, do the outreach that I talked about, and folks responded. They didn't want to lose the Philharmonic and Opera in the capital city of California.
I imagine a lot of listeners, like myself, might be learning that there are trustee awards. So let us know, for those who aren't in the know, what does a trustee do?
So a trustee is basically a board member. And since my particular passion on the board is to remind people that we're also an opera company, and we have gone from, as you mentioned, being dark. When we first came back, we really focused on the Philharmonic because we needed to get our musicians back on the stage. And then subsequent to that, though, we kept bringing more and more opera back, to the point where we now have a fully staged opera, a creatively staged opera. We have a chamber opera we just performed at B Street. So we're doing three operas a year. We've got a matinee of an opera. So we've really come a long ways. And in fact, at our chamber opera, our friends at Opera America were visiting in San Francisco. They actually took the time, drove up to Sacramento and saw our chamber opera and were blown away by how professional and wonderful it was.
Wow. Being the champion of opera that you are, what do you love so much about it?
Oh my gosh. I love everything about it. I love the fact that it is the penultimate art form. It is the human voice unamplified. It is a symphonic orchestra. It is staging. It is sets. It is acting. It is makeup. It is everything you could want in an art form. It completely envelops you.
What have you loved seeing about the turnaround of both the Philharmonic and the opera over these years and the work that you've been doing?
Well, so we're kind of a rare animal to have the Philharmonic and opera together. Mm. There's some of that in Utah, but even they are a little more separate. But we are truly a merged organization. And what we found is that folks who have been affiliated with the symphony, the Philharmonic, have come to really love opera. And perhaps they haven't been exposed before. But as part of our season, you get opera tickets, and they come, and they are so moved and so taken by it, and it has expanded everyone's perspective. And the same is true of opera lovers, because the overlap of audience between Philharmonic and opera when we merged was 7%.
Oh, wow. And now here you are. In 2022, you all brought on board a new executive director. What's it been like having someone new at the helm? What sort of energy is being brought to that role nowadays?
I cannot say enough about Juliana Kornberg and the staff he has put together. We have the most professional, outstanding folks you could ask for to run an arts organization. He is 24/7 working on our behalf. And one of the things that really works for us is that we work and play well with the other arts groups. So we play music for the ballet. We use the B Street as a venue. We'll use the Crocker Art Museum as a venue. We used a Cap stage person as a narrator for our opera. We've got relationships everywhere within the arts community, and a lot of that is due to Giuliano's outreach and energy. He's very young, has a lot of energy. He's brought on Rena Harms, who is a world-renowned opera star, to handle our opera programming. So our entire staff is of that caliber. We're so lucky.
Something that I hear a lot from folks in the art world, but also here at Cap Radio and in the journalism world, is like appealing to young audiences while still holding up to the traditions and being authentic. Are there ways in which you're looking to sort of cultivate the next generation of opera lovers and classical music lovers?
We are always looking to bring new people and all people into the opera world. And ideally, what we'd love to do is if we could start when they're young and get some of the kids. When I was growing up, they would have a bus. They would take you to Seattle Opera and you would, you know, get your socks blown off because it was marvelous. We don't have that opportunity now. So we make individual outreaches to schools. We work with the universities. Sac State, Cosumnes invite students in. We have different venues. I think sometimes maybe going to B Street is a little less challenging than to get somebody into the big hall for opera for the first time. We try to make it as accessible as possible. We have guest artists that go out to the university and do master classes. We just want everyone to know that they're welcome and that if they give it a chance, we really think they're going to be surprised and love it.
I'd like to focus in on this award that you were the recipient of. What was it like being recognized for the hard work that you've been doing over this year? I'm sure that's not why you do it, but it might have been fun to receive.
It was a phenomenal honor. I was so touched. However, I also want to emphasize that I got the award, but actually it's the community that gets the award because they stepped up and made it possible. The generous donors, our staff, can't give our musicians enough credit. Everyone pulled together to make this possible. I was fortunate to get the award, but I accept it on behalf of the Sacramento Opera community.
What does your work, I know you've held a lot of titles over your time with the organization. What does your work look like most specifically nowadays?
Well, I know it's no surprise I'm the chair of the Opera Committee. I'm the chair of the Development Committee. I'm on Finance Committee. I'm on the Hospitality Committee. I'm on the Orchestra Liaison Committee. I do as much as I can for the organization. I'm retired. I have the advantage of having time and passion to be able to devote to this.
What do you all have in store looking forward? The organization has been around for quite some time. This recent turnaround has happened over the course of a decade or more. What does the immediate future hold? What sort of operas and performances are you looking to hold? But then also long term, what does the future success of the organization look like?
So where we are now is pretty marvelous. We have 7 concerts, 3 matinees in addition to the 7 evening concerts. We have world-class talent coming. We have one of the best violin players playing in the world today coming to the Sacramento stage. We have fully staged opera. However, we play for the ballet. We play for the Harry Potter movies. We play for video game movies. We're out and about in the community doing things like that, and we're always looking for ways to be more creative. We are limited somewhat by monies that come in and by the staff that we have, but we are open and excited to explore all possibilities.
We talked about cultivating the next generation of music lovers, opera lovers. What would you like to sort of tell the next generation of possible people who might want to follow in your footsteps? Champions, patrons of the arts, lovers of the arts who want to do what they can to support the continued success.
We are seeing people step up. Like on our board, we have a lot of young people, which I believe are the future of the organization, which is really exciting. I would say also, and maybe not just to the music lovers, because they're kind of in the family already, but for those of you who haven't been exposed, actually you probably have, you just don't realize it. So we're opera and symphonic music is, we're in cartoons, we're in commercials, we're in movies. Every time people want to move someone, they often turn to opera or symphonic music to reach the human heart. And so I would say, stay open. You may think you don't like it, but buy a ticket, come in, give us a chance. I really think you're going to be surprised by how moved you are.
The next winner of the award from Opera America could be someone who hasn't even listened to an opera yet. They could be the, you know, just a step away from truly falling in love.
That is so exciting, Andrew. Yes, I agree 100%. I hope so.
Well, Lori, thank you so much for joining us. Your love of opera is really infectious, and I really want to go witness one here soon.
Thank you for having me, Andrew.
Lori Nelson was recently honored by Opera America with a 2026 Opera Trustee Recognition Award. The 2026-27 season of the Sacramento Philharmonic and Opera opens in October. Still ahead, stories about everybody's favorite family member, your pet. We'll meet two storytellers featured in this month's In a Nutshell Showcase. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Garcia, and we're back in just a moment.